And that is our signal. It's 10:10 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday the 4th. We are ready for episode 39 of Coffee with the Coder. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
And we just let out a huge, huge, amazing thing for the insiders. So those of you who are joining us for the first time, you might want to call in a couple minutes early next time in 2 weeks because Paula does interesting things before we get started. let's jump right into our questions for today. The very first one is coming from Tennessee, and Krista is working in an inpatient rehab, and she is having a concern. She and her coworker, they're having a quality audit, and the coworker and she have always had this rule of thumb that if something is diagnosed by day 4, it's considered present on admission. And if it's after day 4, then it's a complication, which is still listed as a comorbid diagnosis. But our auditor is telling us, no, it's day 3. So my coworker and I, we can't find or remember where we came up with this day 4 guideline. So my question is it day 3 or day 4 as a cutoff for present on admission?
Wow, Krista, that's a great question. And actually, I think it was interesting because I had a couple of people ask that same question in the same week. So we reached out to Krista and answered, but I wanted to make sure that I addressed it on Coffee with the Coder specifically because we had it, really quickly back to back. So this question actually uses the present on admission guidelines from ICD-10. Now, in the inpatient rehab facility setting, you have two separate sections, one where you're filling in the IRF-PI with the complications and one where you're filling in the IRF-PI with the comorbidities. And those complications are conditions that did not exist on admission, and they actually came into play after they were diagnosed after the first day of admission. So that said, the number of days is actually not important to the present on admission. So you wouldn't say, if it was by 3 days or if it was by 4 days. It's basically if it wasn't present at the time of admission, that means the day of admission, and it was diagnosed even the second day after, it would be a complication. But if it was present when the patient came in, that makes it a comorbid condition. Now, there's a caveat to this that, according to the present admission guidelines in ICD-10, is if the patient comes in with symptoms that led to the diagnosis of the condition, then that condition, even if they diagnose it on day 4, 3, 4, 5, whatever, those symptoms meant that the patient already had the condition. So it is reported as present on admission. So rather than the number of days that it takes to get it diagnosed, it's was it present on admission or were the symptoms present on admission? That's what you're looking at to determine whether it was present on admission or not and whether it's a complication or a comorbid condition. Yeah, sorry, I had to put one more statement in, Pam.
Well, I'm excited that you cleared that up because that seems to be a really huge question in a lot of areas. But let's move over out of Tennessee and into Illinois because we have another questioner. Heather has this question. She says, I'm questioning readmissions and etiologic diagnoses in the rehab. This patient was in our rehab for a revision to the spinal hardware due to failure. The initial etiologic diagnosis was T as in Tom, 84.226A, which is displacement of internal fixation device of vertebra. He was transferred off the unit due to an infection at the surgical site. And the readmission diagnosis code given by the coder is T81.4XXA, which is infection following a procedure. I'd like to use both codes as an EDO, but I'm not sure if this is right. Can you help me?
Oh, yes. So there's a lot of questions that start going through my head with this question. You said it was a readmission, so first, I would have to ask, so that you consider, is the patient coming back before 3 midnights expire? I'm expecting, the way that you asked the question, that they were over the 3 midnight rule. Because if a patient, goes out and then comes back prior to the expiration of 3 midnight, it remains the same encounter on the IRF-PI, basically, and that you get to bill it once. But if they went into that fourth day or fourth midnight, then you would report two separate claims. So that's the first question I had. However, if the patient had the were back before the expiration of three midnights, you're going to have the same etiologic that you had the first time because you're not going to change the etiologic. However, if the patient was out and then came back after three midnights, and then here's the next question. Was it documented as the continuation of the original rehab? So what did the physician say that we are continuing rehab? If so, then the answer is that the etiologic, again, does not change. And the infection, the T81.4XXA, becomes a comorbidity of your reason for admission. And the good news is that T81 is also a D tier. So that gets you a tier. It's a comorbidity. It wouldn't be the cause of the impairment. However, if you're readmitting the patient and the physician documents that the reason for admission this time, like maybe they would have went home, but because of the infection, they had to come back and you know they weren't quite ready to do anything else. And so our focus of care is not really the same displacement of the fracture with the complication. Our focus of care would maybe be weakness from the infection, and I can't imagine. I bet it's more the first way I stated it. But if the doctor documents that the care is now focused on the weakness due to the infection, then the T81.4XXA would be the etiologic. So I'm guessing that it would likely be the T84.226A with your comorbidity of the T81.4XXA.
Thank you for explaining that. Because I can see how it could go in a lot of different directions there.
Right.
And that's
right.
One of the reasons we encourage people to ask their questions. And sometimes you ask a question, and even our auditors will say, wait, this could go in so many directions. We need to reach out and find out what exactly is the question here. Okay, so I've got another one. I think we have time. This is from Patricia. And while Patricia works in an inpatient rehab, this question actually applies to all providers. Or all provider types, I think. She submitted through the Coffee with Decoder submission page, and the question is, the patient is ESRD on chronic dialysis, and the physician documents acute on chronic renal failure. Do you code the acute renal failure?
The answer is yes, Patricia. You would report both the ESRD and the acute renal failure when both are documented. Remember also, I got a little sidelined to this one as well, that if the patient has heart disease and hypertension or diabetes and chronic kidney disease, those are going to be associated. So the conditions are coded rather than just, you know, the ESRD and the acute renal failure codes. You're also going to have the codes for the association to the diabetes and the hypertension. It depends on what other conditions exist as to how many codes you get. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, because if they're associated, you're going to report them as associated, and you're going to have multiple other codes. So it will look funny, but it's not. It's appropriate. So it's actually things like this that we are teaching at the IRF Pro Labs. So be sure to be on the lookout for when we have that next class in the fall, because we keep the class sizes small on purpose so that we can have lots and lots of interaction and talk about these kind of cases. And oftentimes, you know, the PPS or CMG coordinator doesn't have that coding knowledge, and then the coder doesn't have the knowledge about the IRF-PI so much. And so from that perspective, you're going to you know, report them both. And so when we get in the IRF Pro Labs, we have those discussions back and forth with the coders and the IRF Pi coordinators. And I noticed too that, you know, even in your large facilities where it's a freestanding inpatient rehab facility, you also, you know, might have these types of questions. So at this point, I just wanted to let you know, yes, you would code both the ESRD and the acute renal failure.
Thank you. And we are wrapping up our time here. Let's find out who's going to get our mug today. We will draw one of the names of the people who asked, because none of them were anonymous today. And that person will get the mug. We call that a mugging. The best kind you'll ever get. And so anyway, will find out who you are, and then I will contact you to get your information about where I'm going to send your mug. So let's see who's today's winner, Heather in Illinois. So thank you, Heather, for your question. I'll be reaching out to you to find out where to send your official mug. We appreciate all of you for joining us today. Episode 40, wow, is going to happen 2 weeks from today on the 18th of June, beginning at 10:10 Eastern. We hope you'll join us then.